Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, good afternoon. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. You remember speaking
hey,
with me last
Tyler,
Friday?
Yes.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good. Very good. Well, hopefully you had a great weekend here.
I did.
I was following up with you in regards to our conversation on Friday. Was it something that you were able to put some more thought into?
I looked at the email and life got to me and I didn't even get a chance to look at it. So basically, I guess really the only thing I'm wondering is, so if you Google me, it's like a whole bunch of wrong information. You correct all of that is what you're saying.
Correct. We would do a name, address, phone number, sweep online, make sure everything is complete and accurate and no inaccuracies about your company online. So yeah, we can absolutely fix that for you.
And it's a month to month basis.
Correct, with no contracts. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Then if I have something going on with another company, does that matter?
No. So if you have what other company?
Because I have no idea. Like I had a company that took care of it, and I had some movement for a while online,
mm-hmm.
and then it just went away, and now I have no idea who it even was, and they're like, we're going to take it to collections. I'm like, send me an email with an invoice. Send me something. And they're like, well, we can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? But I mean, they did do some stuff, but now, like I said, I have wrong information up there and I have no idea who that even was.
Gotcha.
So I got shystered.
Well, like I said, we can make sure that we fix that for you. And what we would have to do just to make sure that, that gets obsolete is repin verify you in the local area that you're in. That way, obviously, Google sees you as a legitimate business in that area that you're in, and obviously, there'd be no inaccuracies about your company.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it sounds great to me.
So you want to go ahead and give it a shot, see how it works?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Two months, sure.
All right. Well, it's definitely going to be something we make you happy with, Chris. But in order to make sure that we are representing you properly, what I would have to do here is just verify some information about your business to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay?
Sure.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 484-788-1782, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes, that's my only real number, yeah. Yep.
Okay, all right. That's the one that we'll use for you. And then we do have to get you PIN verified, like I was just telling you, inside of your local area. That's where Google sends you over. It's like a postcard-sized envelope that has like a 5-7-digit verification code on it.
Yeah, yep.
What would be the best physical address to send that that information over to?
5659
mm-hmm.
North Walnut Street.
Okay.
And that's in McCungie. McCungie.
Gotcha. And the zip code out there is 18062?
That's correct.
Okay. And then also, I'm just going off the business name, Chris, but is your last name Erdman?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just putting two and two together. And then I did get your email, the correct email address is the one erdmanplumbing@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
All right.
That's correct.
And then as far as your hours of operation go for the business, how would you like them seen?
I mean, you can put them as 7:30 to... If I do a Google listing and get my the front page, should I say I'm always open or should I say 7 to 6? Monday to Friday. Do I have to put anything for that?
No, you can always put open availability. That way they know they can call you, you know. So
yeah,
you don't
put open availability. That's fine. Yeah, just do that. That's fine.
Okay, and is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
All right, Monday through Friday. Open availability. Okay, perfect. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms?
Cash, check, credit card, yeah, Venmo, pretty much anything, really.
Okay, wonderful. All right. And then also, did you have any other forms of advertising out there for your business, like a Facebook, an Instagram, or anything like that?
I have a Facebook page, yeah.
Okay, all righty. And then also, I'd just like to double check to make sure anything that we're doing for you wouldn't conflict, and a Facebook does not. Okay, and then also, if we would have to get a hold of you for whatever reason in regards to your account with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? A phone call, a text message?
A phone call, probably.
A phone call? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then, Chris, for the account purposes, your first full name is Christopher, right? We'll still call you Chris.
Nope, just K-R-I-S.
Oh, K-R-I-S.
Just
okay.
K-R-I-S.
Gotcha. I'm glad I asked that because I had it spelled with a C-H. Alrighty. And then, Chris, the last thing that we need to do here, now that we did collect all the information, what I'm going to be doing is sending you over a couple more emails. You're going to be getting an invoice showing you the 249 came out of your account, and you're also going to be getting a welcome aboard email. But in order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
I can do really either of them. I don't have a credit card. I have to do a debit card, I guess. Do you do a bank account number? A bank routing number? Do you do it like that, or is a credit card the best for you guys?
Yeah, no, it's just the credit cards are the only way we can accept the payment.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then the credit or the card that you're going to be using, does it have your name on it, the business name, or does it have both?
Has both.
Has both, okay. And the card, if you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you 4 digits at a time for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Hold on 1 second. I just put chicken on the stove.
Yep.
All right. My card number. What's that? Well, I got to get the card. I can't. All right. It is 5289.
Okay.
9520.
Okay.
0010.
All right.
1645.
1645. And the expiration month and year?
12/22.
12/22, and the little code on the back.
511.
511. Alrighty. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Chris. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits, but before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a MasterCard, since it starts with the 5289.
Yep.
9520-0010-1645, and I have December of 22 and 511.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, it's actually, the spelling on the card is Chris A. Erdman.
Chris A. Erdman?
Yep.
Okay.
And Erdman Plumbing, LLC. Just looking at the card.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Thank you. And then what I'm doing right now, Chris, is I'm putting together your package, but I'm also going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me and I'll rephrase that question a different way so you have a firm understanding of what it asks. But it's pretty self-explanatory. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Chris, will you please state the name of your business?
Erdman Plumbing.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Chris A. Erdman, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that would be charged today's date, that's December 6th, 2021, in a very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 6th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now is run the 249. As soon as that does go through, I will let you know, and I'll be giving that confirmation. The confirmation email is going to be sent over to you showing you that 249 came out of your account. So just give me 1 moment here.
Yep.
And that is connected to the 5659 North Walnut Street, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. All right, give me a few moments here, and I'm going to also set you up for your client interview while I wait for that confirmation. That's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to program you to work in, and also just testimonial about your business to make sure we're representing you properly, of course. All righty. So I wouldn't be able to get you in today since it is later in the day. We are my agents are booked out, but I can get you in tomorrow. What time works best for you, morning, afternoon, or mid-afternoon?
I'm trying to find my calendar. Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Tomorrow afternoon is fine. Like around lunch would probably be fine.
Like 12 noon?
Yeah, here, East Coast.
Gotcha. Well, I'd be able to do that a little bit later. So the company is out to lunch 12. We go to lunch Pacific time 11:15 to 12:15. So that would be like 3:15 your time. We do have to do it on the hour. So I can give you a call back. How does like 1 o'clock in the afternoon sound?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and program you to call at 1 a.m. That would be 10 o'clock our time. And then also, give me one moment. All right. And they just got back to me. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay. I'm excited for you, Chris. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now, I do need you for just another minute or so. I know you're cooking dinner, so I'll be respectful of your time, but I want to make sure that are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and pull up your emails. You should have an invoice from me that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Let's see here. I got a text message.
Okay, yeah, the text message works too. I mean, the text message would say a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and click on that, and that will take you to a page that shows you the terms of experience, which it shows you all the services that are included, and then at the very bottom, you see where it has you sign. You see the signature box?
Okay, access my dashboard, right, that you said?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so once you sign your name as seen above.
Hold on, I gotta go, hold on. I have like a thing for, if I had access my dashboard, I'd like sign in, username, password.
Okay, so the username and the password. Okay, so the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, okay? And
okay.
Then the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you by my client, by my agents that's giving you the interview tomorrow, okay? And then once you disconnect with my agents, you can always disconnect, or you can always customize the both of those, the username and the password, to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are if you decide to do so.
Okay.
But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, before the interview, of course. But I do want to ask, Chris, before we disconnect and my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, we do appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. Like I said, it's definitely going to be something we make you happy with. But we do want to make sure this works for you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to call into us. You do have our contact information in your inbox.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, all right, Chris, I appreciate it. We look forward to working with you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.